But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Play better than your opponent. We already know that we have to do our 111. We all know what we need to do to win a football game of our steps. But when it comes down to it, execute more, execute better, execute at a higher level better than your opponent. It's as simple as that. It really is. It really is as simple as that. Play football better than your opponent when the time comes. Leave it all on the field, because there ain't no looking back. Like, the time is now. True, I want it. The time is now.
Time is now. Stand on business. Deion Dawkins. You know he can give you some great quotes, and in the playoffs, he ramps that intensity up with what he has to say based on the matchups, if there's any added emotion in there. No, he is that guy that he's one of the heartbeats of this locker room in Buffalo, that not just the personality that he is, the way he engages with the fans, he is an absolute gem of a player that this team built a foundation block upon, and it is a good thing that they did, having Deion Dawkins here in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Not only the fact that you have a pillar set for your offense at left tackle, but who he is as a person,
yeah,
how
man.
He engages with the community.
Mm-hmm.
The player and the man are both.
There's a reason he's nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year, like,
and again,
regularly.
That is a pillar in your locker room, a foundational piece.
You never hear a bad word spoken about Deion Dawkins
never.
Unless it's from the Jets D-line. That's legitimately it.
I hope he heard that. But we're standing on business.
Yeah. Playoff football, baby.
Very much so that, yeah. I very clearly had enough of the MVP discussion last segment. Yeah, let's be done with it. As a matter of fact, the Ravens and the Steelers play tonight.
Yep.
And
good game. Divisional matchup, third time in a season. It's going to be good.
And I've got a few words of wisdom I want to pass along when it comes to watching Ravens and Steelers tonight. And they are this. There are two major points. One, do not, if the Steelers beat the Ravens, do not dance on their grave just yet. Buffalo's got we got a game to watch tomorrow.
You don't want that bad juju coming up.
You don't want that bad juju coming back our way. You do not want it coming back. You don't want it coming back at all. If you watch that game and the Ravens just so happen to lose, the proper time to celebrate will be post-Bills win.
So around 4:25 p.m.
Around 4:25 p.m. following a Bills victory would be the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the stipulation. I'm making the rule. We're going to have the rule.
We need like
everyone
one of those
stand
scrolls.
On it.
I'll
yeah,
burn
we need
some paper.
We need a
like,
stamp.
We'll, yeah.
Stamp it.
Oh, the wax stamp. Yes.
Yes, we need a wax stamp. Slam it on the ground. I have decreed it law.
Yes.
Do not dance on a grave prematurely, lest that grave be yours to share.
Wow. Those are some heavy words.
Number right two on watching Ravens and Steelers tonight. And this goes to everyone in the world, the country, the media, everything. Nothing that happens from this day on has anything to do with the MVP conversation. It is officially done.
Yeah. Because
the MVP is a regular season award. We are no longer in the regular season. Everyone shut up.
Yep. Years past would also tell you to do the same thing, because look at Lamar in the postseason versus the regular season on those MVP seasons.
Yes.
Didn't go far, but still the MVP because he had a great regular season. So,
now.
Enough.
I am going to make my decree.
Wax stamp number two.
Wax stamp number two. Those three letters do not come up until the Super Bowl MVP has to decide.
Yep. It's not going to be the Triple Crown.
We
it's going to be
it
the
law.
Deuce. Decreed.
Stamp it. Do not dance on a grave prematurely, and do not bring up the discussion of the other thing that I do not clearly want to talk about anymore.
Nope, and unless you're talking about the Kentucky Derby, no Triple Crown talk either, because that's not happening. And also, if you say deuces, that's what we'll go from here on out, because he's, you know, the Lombardi and the Super Bowl MVP, like you said. So deuces. He's going to get the deuce.
So at this point, the only thing that matters is the postseason success. And the conversation should be only about the postseason from here on out. If those goofy Ravens fans want to keep talking about a regular season award, let them. Do not engage. Do not respond. If any national pundit wants to talk about, oh, this, why this guy's the MVP, shut up. You're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's the playoffs. Because those votes are cast. The die is cast. We're already done.
Yeah, we were talking about that. There's no wiggle room now. It can't sway one way or another. It is final. Finite.
You know what is happening. And that's fine. I feel like Jim Mora today. Playoffs? We should be talking about playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not. Because I get someone saying that it's like, vote against Buffalo no matter what. Like, what the hell are we doing?
Mm-hmm. The victim mentality has to stop.
We are in a city where there is a 13-win team.
And five straight division titles.
Five straight division titles. There is no victim mentality with this team anymore except for one team. One team gets to go ahead and say that we are a victim. That team is the same team that bullies the rest of the conference and the league.
With especially Voodoo Magic this season.
And the one team they didn't trip up?
Buffalo.
Is the victim.
Yeah. So not even this season, it's stretched to call the Bills a victim.
They're not. They are not.
Again, there's still probably a meeting upcoming.
And again, congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens for having the best PR team in the world. But the players recognize what they are. They're clearly showing a chip on their shoulder. Because that's what athletes do. They find ways to have chips on their shoulder. So this is a good way to do it. Fans do not need to play the victim here. Buffalo is a 13-win team this year. They are the second seed. They are what many people seem to believe, one of the best teams in the league, better than even Kansas City, who has had an outright better record.
Mm-hmm.
But people believe that Buffalo is better. Because they show it consistently with a better frame of work contextually this year.
Yeah, this season is definitely the sample size for that. And seasons past, they've been good, don't get me wrong. But the Chiefs this season, watching them versus Buffalo, it's a little different than it has been years past. It's not as dominating, I should say.
They have not put together a dominant stretch for a while this year.
No. Denver almost got him with a blocked field goal, right? Like they were clenching victory from the jaws of defeat 90% of the season.
Yeah, they were stealing wins for a team that had only one loss for most of the year and two for the entirety of the year. But that doesn't mean that Buffalo is this victim team. No, they're a buzzsaw of themselves because there is an absolute animal at quarterback. Awards be damned. And that is why they should be a favorite going in against Denver tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's why they should be a favorite to be a representative of the AFC despite playoff failures of the past.
Yep.
Because they're a good team. They're a good team.
Do you know the lines for the Super Bowl berths right now? Outright? Lions, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Eagles, Vikings. That's what we're at right now.
Your top seeds. Except for the Vikings.
Yep. Which, honestly, it's a crime that they're a 5 seed with the record they have. Like, that's just, I get it. It's the division, right?
But that's how it goes sometimes.
It's insane that even the Lions could have been the 5 seed if that game flipped the other way. Like,
sometimes life's not fair.
No. That's a Lion King quote right there, I think.
I don't know if that's a Lion King quote.
I think
quote.
Scar says it.
Life's not fair.
Life's not fair.
But I don't, again, there's no, like, There's no victim mentality. There's no this constant Buffalo against the world thing needs to stop.
It's just this, the art of winning. Be expectant of it. Oh, did I actually? Okay.
Well, we pulled it. We pulled it. You quoted Scar.
First of all, Scar quoted everyone else.
Also.
Everyone say life's not fair is not exclusively a movie quote. People have been saying that long before Scar said it in
Lion King. You're like marketing the new Lion King movie, by the way, the prequel they just dropped. So.
No, I'm not.
I think you're. Are they in your pocket?
I'm a Sonic boy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, there you go.
It's the best movie in the world right now. Take that, Disney. Again. This is a team that can be very capable of a run. And when I say very capable of a run, I mean different from what we've seen in years past. Which is, what have we seen from this team in the years past? Divisional round. Divisional round. Divisional round.
AFC Championship.
AFC Championship.
Well, that's outside of the metric you gave. But
that's the...
We have to make point.
That's also the farthest away.
It is.
Of the four.
Yeah. And that was a year that the Bills...
They weren't ready.
They were not ready.
They weren't ready yet.
That was a raw Bills team.
Yes, that was Josh Allen just learning what he was capable of. That was a team that was finding a new level of success that they had not seen in a very long time.
Yeah. It was a hell of a playoff run, though.
It was.
Like, going through Baltimore, the Indy game. Like, those were good, fun games to watch.
They were good games. And I would expect more of the same here.
Yeah.
And now, as the caller Tony had said in the last segment, there's a downright sexy appeal next week. Both teams got to do their part in Buffalo and Baltimore for an absolute gem of a game. You better bet if it happens next week, that's an 8:30 kickoff.
Oh, yeah. That's prime time.
Mm-hmm. It does not matter that the Chiefs are here. Oh, look, it's the Chiefs. They got a week off. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Buffalo and Baltimore. Line them up.
Yeah, legitimately, though.
Because of a certain conversation that I'm not saying the letters of anymore.
No.
Yeah, that's being hardwired into my brain now. I'm not saying the letters anymore. We're done.
Yeah.
I'm so done.
No acronyms.
No acronyms.
On Sports Talk Saturday. None.
I'm a many words boy today, okay? So
MWB.
No acronyms. You literally broke your own rule 15 seconds after you said it.
I have a goldfish 10 second memory. It's fine.
Oh, yes. Good job. Good job, Ted Lasso.
That's what we need.
That's positivity.
Seriously. Believe, baby.
No, screw positivity. Death to everyone.
Well, that, yeah, but like.
No, I don't want to say anything nice
Twitter
anymore.
Twitter warriors disengage. That's what I want to say.
Yes.
That's what I mean by that.
Tell the armies to stand down, but I ain't being nice to anyone anymore.
No. Look at it.
I ain't being nice to our own fans if they want to argue about the
MVP.
I've
been doing it from the beginning. I'm not going to lie to you. So.
If anyone wants to argue about the MVP anymore, I ain't talking about it.
We'll make a burner Twitter account for your arguments that will never be touched.
I will. No. No. If you have to put an effort into a burner account thing, I don't know, man. So, my major sticking point still is this. The Bills have a chance to be able to do more, and I think that they've shown that they can do more this year. Is this hope? Is this what hope does? Hope's what kills you. But at the same time, hope should be there for you eternal. And we'll talk more about that coming up. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly.
No acronyms.
No acronyms for Sports Talk Saturday. You're listening to... Ah, crap, it's an acronym. WGR 550.